Harry fell to the ground on all fours as the spider released him. Ron and Fang thudded down next to him. Fang wasn't howling anymore, but cowering silently on the spot. Ron looked exactly like Harry felt. His mouth was stretched wide in a kind of silent scream, and his eyes were popping. Harry suddenly realized that the spider that had dropped him was saying something. It had been hard to tell because he clicked his pincers with every word he spoke.
"Hargog,"
it called.
"Hargog."
And from the middle of the misty domed web, a spider the size of a small elephant emerged very slowly. There was grey in the black of his body and legs, and each of the eyes on his ugly, pincered head was milky white. He was blind.
"What is it?"
he said, clicking his pincers rapidly.
"Man?"
clicked the spider who had caught Harry.
"Is it Hagrid?"
said Aragog, moving closer, his eight milky eyes wandering vaguely.
"Strangers!"
clicked the spider who had brought Ron.
"Kill them,"
clicked Aragog fretfully.
"I was sleeping."
"We're friends of Hagrid's,"
Harry shouted. His heart seemed to have left his chest to pound in his throat.
"Click, click, click,"
went the pincers of the spiders all around the hollow. Aragog paused.
"Hagrid has never sent men into our hollow before,"
he said slowly.
"Hagrid's in trouble,"
said Harry, breathing very fast.
"That's why we've come."
"In trouble,"
said the aged spider, and Harry thought he heard concern beneath the clicking pincers.
"But why has he sent you?"
Harry thought of getting to his feet, but decided against it. He didn't think his legs would support him, so he spoke from the ground as calmly as he could. "They think, up at the school, that Hagrid's been setting a something on students. They've taken him to Azkaban." Aragog clicked his pincers furiously, and all around the hollow the sound was echoed by the crowd of spiders. It was like applause, except applause didn't usually make Harry feel sick with fear.
"But that was years ago,"
said Aragog fretfully.
"Years and years ago. I remember it well. That's why they made him leave the school. They believed that I was the monster that dwells in what they call the Chamber of Secrets. They thought that Hagrid had opened the chamber and set me free."
"And you didn't come from the Chamber of Secrets?" said Harry, who could feel cold sweat on his forehead.
"I," said Aragog, clicking angrily, "I was not born in the castle. I come from a distant land. A traveller gave me to Hagrid when I was an egg. Hagrid was only a boy, but he cared for me, hidden in a cupboard in the castle, feeding me on scraps from the table. Hagrid is my good friend and a good man. When I was discovered and blamed for the death of a girl, he protected me. I have lived here in the forest ever since, where Hagrid still visits me. He even found me a wife, Mosag. And you see how our family has grown, all through Hagrid's goodness."